Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Chuck Close, the artist.
Yes.
He's a 5-1 projector. He's on the left angle cross of individualism and the quarter of civilization. He's a third color. He's right fixed, and he has this unconscious 2057 with the 57 also conscious.
Yeah, I have to say, we had seen a documentary about him. I had never heard of him until that. And talk about blown away of what this guy does, what his, what his influence is, why he would be influential, and why it's so individual.
He has 18 of the 26 activations are individual, plus being on the most individual of all crosses. I mean, this guy,
Look,
talk about being a pure freak.
10 of these are in the 51st gate, the 57th gate, and then the 56th gate, what I was looking at. And if you were keynoting just the gates, it's gall, intuition, and stimulation. He has the gall to stimulate us and provoke us, because it was very provocative. As I said, I think what they call his art, photorealism or.
Yeah, that's kind of where he started out, but his art is so unique, right? I mean, it's portraits, which is also fascinating because I read that article the other day by Sachs about these people that can't recognize faces.
Right.
He's one of them. He can't recognize faces, right? So what kind of art does he get into? He gets into portraits.
Right.
And there are these huge portraits. Like the very first one he did was a self-portrait. Right here he has this line, right? The 20, the point three, right? The third line, self-awareness, self-consciousness in the extreme. So let's make like the
Right.
biggest self-portrait you've ever seen.
Right. You can't see what he's done unless you're 50 feet away from it. But when you get close to it, it was just this dot structure.
It's these little
Oh my
grids.
God. And how he does it with this canvas that moves up through the floor and works like what did I hear? A topography, like a map. You take a little section and it's all this dot structure. You don't have a clue it's a portrait. But if you stand back 50 feet, it's like, wow, that I to say, how do you put this together? Because you're painting, he's painting it sitting at the canvas in a wheelchair.
Right,
You
right,
know,
right.
just really incredible. But only channel, and it's an electromagnetic, that 20th gate is unconscious, the brainwave.
It's not even electromagnetic. The whole thing's unconscious. I mean, then he has that 57 that's conscious.
Right, that's what I
And
mean.
that he's a projector. I
Well,
mean, talk about being the smartest guy in the room. I mean, he's considered to be one of the 50 most influential people in the art world. I mean, his story's kind of interesting because as a child, he was big, he was clumsy, he wasn't athletic, he was dyslexic, so everybody thought that he was just dumb and lazy.
Retarded,
Really, they told
yeah.
him to forget college. Well, he wanted to be an artist from the time he was 4 years old. He ended up getting him his MFA from Yale and getting a Fulbright and studying in Europe, right? So it's like he isn't dumb at all.
Oh, look, talk about someone you're not going to influence. I
Not
mean,
at
aside
all.
from being on the cross of individualism, single-mindedness, 39th gate, fifth line. And, single-minded, and it's the imagination to establish a new pattern.
And the rare ability to bypass obstacles. I mean, yeah, he suddenly has this basically stroke,
Right.
and minutes later he's a quadriplegic.
Yeah. No.
And he's still painting. I mean, actually, the painting was what brought it out of, I mean, we saw that thing, but it's like, I mean, he was really losing it. He was in terrible shape, and his wife finally said, you need to just try to paint. And he was originally painting with the paintbrush in his mouth, and he got back a little bit of movement in his one arm. And so they strap, as we saw, they
Right.
strap the paintbrush to his hand, and he paints these little miniature pictures, basically.
Yeah, no, I mean that 51st gate, sixth line, I think he has that twice. It's meeting challenges, and you can meet them alone. And the 51-1 has a designed sun, previous crisis experience. And that 57th gate, first line, about penetrating to the inner meaning of something. So.
Well, you know, when he was 11, his father died, his mother got breast cancer, they lost their home because of the medical bills. His grandfather got Parkinson's, and he was in bed all year, you know, with a kidney infection, right? So that's the previous crisis experience that when, you know, comes along and you become a quadriplegic, right? You know, you can
Well, yeah, I mean, what is he saying? I am, you know, and about doing things differently and being different and resisting influence of anyone, you
Right.
know, and quarter of civilization. So a perfecting a form and, you know, just focusing
Well,
on
and
that.
building. I mean, it's so funny because when you think about, you know, building something, it's like he's taking these little tiny, and what happened was his thought process, you know, after he had the accident was he, when he could paint just a little bit, he was going to paint these little tiny pictures and he was going to Velcro them all up on the wall. I mean, that's how the, you know, how he was going to deal with this obstacle. He was going to be able to continue with this grid and painting these things. And then obviously, you know, we saw he has a very, you know, highly technical studio that enables him to, you know, be able to do this, and assistance, because that's the other thing he talks about, is that process and collaboration are everything to him. I mean, and clearly he has to have help of all kinds for him to
Oh,
actually,
the what
you
we
know.
saw, you know, the way these people move the canvas and get it up, I mean, through the floor, and he paints this one little thing.
So he's guiding all of these people, right? I mean, you know, the perfect projector role.
Well,
You
I
know?
think, you know, he's a 5-1 profile,
Mm-hmm.
you know, calling and to wonder, that first line. That's kind of one of my new things, is getting into the mystical values of these profile lines, you know, and he called me to wonder
Yeah.
after I was looking at that, and you know, this so acoustic. That's what's so interesting, because he's pure, you know, with all this individual act, you know, activation. It's about, you know, hearing, but that, you know, the 23 and the 24th gate that he has, you know, this inner eye,
Well, there's this inner process.
this
I mean,
inner ear
I
to.
love this quote of his: painting is the most magical of mediums. The transcendence is truly amazing to me. Every time I go to a museum and I see how somebody figured another way to rub colored dirt on a flat surface and make space where there is no space, or make you think of a life experience. I mean, he's just this mutative being, and from this little child, seeing this possibility that there could be this absolutely transcendence from just rubbing paint.
Yeah. No, another impression I get from this guy is, because we're talking about him and his process, I think this is a very difficult person personally to connect to, or to, I don't know if he's married, does he have
Oh
any
yes,
children,
no,
or.
he's married, and you know, I think he does have children. But yes, he says, I'm going for a level of perfection that is only mine. Most of the pleasure is getting the last little piece perfect. Oh yeah, no, I mean, this guy is clearly who he is, and you deal with him. I mean, he's got that line of directness, that 22-5, you know,
Yeah, 8 first lines in his
impossible to
chart, you know.
influence him, you know,
And
impossible.
7 6 lines. So, you know, past 50, and when he was born, 1940. So, you
Or
know, he's
1990.
70 now,
Mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, very interesting person. I encourage anyone who's listening to this, who's never heard of Chuck Close,
Yeah, check him
to.
out. I think he's really a phenomenal human being. I mean, I had noticed him, you know, years ago in the art world, and I love that documentary that we saw about
Yeah.
him and his life. I mean, he's really inspiring. Talk about, you know, being so inspiring as an individual.
Well.
You know, to overcome what he's overcome, and really to have this vision that he's continued through all of these years, and refining that and working with that,
And provoking
and
and
provoking.
other people, and disturbing them enough and stimulating them enough where he can have this collaboration, because it's obvious, oh, he needs help just to live, much less the work he does.
Oh yeah.
So I was terribly impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, Teresa, we're
Out of
just out of
time.
time. So say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.